Good morning, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got some sunshine out there now. Is it warming us up? Not really. We're still at like 2 below, but by the end of the weekend, that's all going to change. It's Friday. Look who's standing in front of me. Bright, smiley face. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always great to see you here on Friday. It's a nice way to wrap up the week.
Tell you what, I didn't want to leave the office today. It's cold. I'm so tired of being cold.
Yeah. Well,
happy to be here.
Where we live,
but,
you know.
Gosh, the wind chill is still negative 20.
I know, and we'll be that way here for the next couple of days.
I've had enough.
I know you have.
I've had enough. But, as you said, end of the weekend, we start to warm up.
Right.
Into the 20s, hopefully by the middle of the week, into the 30s by next weekend, maybe mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed. Let's hope so.
But I keep doing my own little reality check. I'm going, yeah, but it's just February.
Well, right now it's January.
Well, but I mean, you know, once we get into February, I'm trying to get through this month as quickly as I can.
You know there's 800 days in January, right?
Yeah, it's kind of starting to feel like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's awful. But fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of this cold snap that we've had, it is a great idea. If you haven't checked that sewer vent on your house, check it.
We talk about this every week, and every week I'm reading stories where people don't.
Yes.
Yeah, that can be kind of deadly.
Yes, it is. It is deadly. Those gases get trapped in your house. Not good for you. And it smells.
Mm-hmm.
So just if you can't get up there to get that vent cleared, you know, call somebody who can.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of professionals that'll do it, or maybe a kind-hearted neighbor will climb up on that ladder and clean that vent off for you. We've had to do our house twice now.
Serious. Okay.
Granted, the first time my husband was up there in the evening, in the dark, we spent the whole day in Fargo. We came home and we opened the door to our mudroom and it was like, oh,
Something's up.
Exactly. Like, oh, that vent is clearly blocked. And it was. It was plugged solid. And it's just because of the temperatures that we have, the location of that vent on our house, the light winds we were having and the heavier winds.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused the thing to ice over. Now, while we're talking about that vent, check your other vents, too.
Yeah.
Those dryer vents are probably pretty plugged up with lint by now. Clean those out to reduce your fire hazards. Make sure all the other vents for your furnace and everything are cleared out along the house as well. And if your sump had been running as much as mine had been from that rain we had at Christmas.
Yeah, everybody, right.
Exactly. You know, kind of take a look at that situation. Is the hose frozen? Is the hose not frozen? Do you need to pull the hose off for a little while to let things kind of thaw out in case when we warm up in another week, if things are going to start to run again. So just kind of keep those little things in mind with this strange winter that we've had.
Very strange winter, and we were talking about that earlier. I want to focus on one thing, too, here. I've got a question, and you're my common sense person.
Sure.
Okay, carbon monoxide.
Yes.
Okay, we always see an uptick in carbon monoxide, you know, problems in the winter. Why is that?
Because you're using heating sources that would produce it.
Okay. So that's primarily what's causing it.
And a lot of it has to do with using heating sources that are not meant to be inside. So somebody will bring a kerosene heater into their house to supplement things. Well, obviously, it's not meant for indoor use.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, putting off CO2. It shouldn't. So get that outside. Don't use those devices inside. Make sure that whatever alternative heating you're using in your house is meant to be used indoors. We also see an uptick in carbon monoxide because of fish houses.
Really? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that would make sense. Yeah,
exactly. You're running off of propane. You're using small heaters in perhaps a portable fish house or in a permanent fish house, and you're not venting properly. It's always a good idea to keep a window slightly cracked, even when you're in a permanent house, just to keep that fresh air circulating through to prevent anything from building up inside.
And the carbon monoxide detectors, too. I mean, they're cheap and could really save your life.
Absolutely. And while you're at it, you know, just buy a combo one. Get the smoke alarm and the CO2 together. They're, you know, $30 a piece. Mm-hmm. They're not terribly expensive, and it's worth it for peace of mind and for safety.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't looked at those CO2 alarms yet this year, now is probably a good time. Anytime's a good time, frankly, to update your alarms. We were just at Costco over the weekend, and we picked up new smoke alarms because the one in our garage was beeping from the cold. My husband pulled it down, and he's like, geez, this one's from 2008. Yeah, let's get a new one.
So when I say, Brianna Koval, do you adhere to these rules? You can say, yes, we absolutely do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I am also, you know, victim of, we don't touch the alarm until it starts malfunctioning.
Mm-hmm.
We try to check them every year, and we normally do. That one in the garage, it's way up in the ceiling. You need a ladder to get to it. You don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beeping, and it was annoying.
Right.
So pulled it down, and look at that. It's old. So it's just one of those things. It's a necessary evil of owning a home. So check those alarms.
All right. Good point.
Yes.
We always focus on family because you're a scout mom.
Yes.
You're also an archery mom.
I am.
I was not aware of that. Your son is involved in archery, as are a lot of kids.
Yes, the league
program
here has really gotten big. It's
right,
great.
Right. So that's what you're going to be stepping into this weekend, correct?
Yes, there's a big tournament in Gwinner over the weekend. So if you want to go and support some of those local archers, mm-hmm. it's in Gwinner this evening and all day tomorrow. Should be a good time. It's always fun. The kids get real excited.
Right.
And it's both Bullseye and 3D.
Okay.
So, yep, it's going to be a good tournament.
Fun.
And then next weekend is the Pinewood Derby.
Here we go. This is, we're back to the Scout Mom thing.
Exactly. Let's segue back to that. It's the Pinewood Derby next weekend.
That's always fun.
The Pancake Feed and the Pinewood Derby at Bethel. Following Sunday is the Pancake Feed for Scout Sunday. So lots and lots of scouting events.
You got a lot.
Weeks.
You got a lot of mom duty to do here.
Well, that's just life, isn't it?
I know, but you like that stuff.
And well, I like to be busy.
Right.
Yep, idle hands, right?
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, Brianna Koval, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
For stopping in. Are you coming back next Friday?
Yes.
We'll think of things to talk about. You always come in here, well, what are we going to talk about? It's like,
always figure it out.
I know. Well, with your job, I mean, your job kind of encompasses a lot, so we've always got a lot to draw from. So
perfect.
There you go. And hey, folks, don't forget about recycling, too. That's coming up in April. We're going to talk more about that in April.
Yes.
Because then I've got you in here like three times a week.
Absolutely. I know.
Cool.
And we can talk about all the things you can recycle and the many ways and what happens to it. And
well, I'm amazed at what you offer over there in Wilkin County, because it's like there's pretty much nothing that can't be recycled.
Correct.
You know?
Yep.
So,
and if we can't take it, I can tell you who can.
All right.
So.
Sounds good. Brianna, thanks so much for stopping in. Coming up on 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
He's that voice in your head every morning.
Around here, everything is a little weird.
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.